1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, what are you doing? What is this?
Hello.
What is this? I was trying to do my intro.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
Hello, my name is Matt.
Hello, my name is Scott.
Hello, my name is Gabby.
Hello, my name is Luke.
We're singers now, quartet.
Wow. That's right. Welcome back to the Party of Apes improvised musical episode.
No.
It's titled Party of Acapella.
If you want to that title.
Apecapella?
We'll write it out, we'll workshop that and then we'll come back and edit in the really smart title. Yeah. So it seems improvising off the cuff.
If you guys listening want to hear our a music, if you want us to record that, then email us.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Send it, you know, when we get 1,000 emails.
But who are we? Why are you emailing us? Because we're Party of Apes. We're an improvised group. We're a group of improvisers and we do a podcast every week where we have a chat and turn it into a radio play on Apes on the Airways, an interconnecting universe of stories and imagination.
Mm. That's right.
We also do live stuff.
Yep.
But should we say that at the
end?
We
do have a show coming up,
yeah.
23rd of March. Listen into this episode because there might be a secret code somewhere that if you use, you can get cheaper tickets. It definitely isn't going to be at the end.
I don't know.
So don't skip to the end.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have it. We all just throw in codes.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a good way to.
No, but seriously, there will be a code at the end of the episode. So listen to it and then you'll get cheaper tickets to our live show, which we'll talk about later. But first, how are we all?
Yeah, chilling. What?
That's great. You just answer for all of us.
Anyway,
on to my thing.
Yeah, we've been chilling anyway. No, okay, fine. I've been chilling. How have you guys been?
Chilling.
Chilling.
Yeah. Chilling
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
So you were right.
Yeah, we've been chilling. What about you, Scott?
What about me?
Yeah.
I've been well.
Cool.
Okay,
that's
well,
episode.
That's
see you next
nice,
time.
Nice, nice.
I have been sick at the start of this week, actually.
Oh, I was
Yeah, I had a really weird flu, which pretty much rendered my body useless. It was like all body aches and cramps and shivers. Not much congestion or...
I had congestion.
Like throat stuff.
I had a lot of throat congestion and stuff. So I don't know what he's talking about over here. I'm lucky duck.
Yeah. Scott, when you say that it rendered your body useless, were you like... Did you transcend because of this sickness and like have an out-of-body spiritual experience?
Yeah, I woke
There's
up
no
and
need
I...
for my body now.
Just astral projection.
Yeah, it was like a real Doctor Strange moment. It's like, this is useless. I am me. I am a god. And then
And then you woke up.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I'm feeling better. Damn it.
Damn it. Damn it. I have been so sick once with a flu last year even. That I had to go to hospital because I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
Oh. What did they do at the hospital?
They sent me home.
Last time I went to
sorry, sir. This is just a common case of man flu.
Yeah, they tested him for COVID and flu and stuff, and they were like, it's flu.
It was influenza B. So like it was a pretty serious.
You didn't even
flu.
Get the A grades.
No. I didn't get the A grade. Like I was I've been sick before. I've had the flu. I've had days off work. We all have. Sometimes we play it up and we're like, haha, man flu. This was bad. This was a bad, bad. No, I was lying down and I couldn't because I would keep choking and coughing to the point where I couldn't breathe and I couldn't get air in. And I was like, this sucks. I was like, I can't breathe. And so I had to go to the hospital and it was the busiest period and I was in the waiting room for hours.
It's
and they did
funny.
The test and they gave me like a bunch of heavy painkillers and they were like,
did you gobble up some vitamins?
Well, no, they were just like, you have influenza B. It's going to be a really bad flu. You're going to hate it. It's going to be the worst time of your life.
So the diagnosis says your life sucks.
Your life.
See you later.
For the next week, it's going to be dreadful. It's going to be bad. But just take some golden flu medicine.
Yeah,
keep
you
your fluids up.
Well.
I was not good.
I wish they told you to go home sooner though.
I was there for 7 hours.
Yeah.
And then like,
yeah.
And because I was in the waiting room and I was like, I was barely like, I was like, like wheezing, and they're like, look, your oxygen levels are fine, so it's not an emergency. And there are other people like who it is an emergency. And look, there were people walking in with stab wounds and things. So it's like, yeah, okay, maybe they need to be seen before me, but it was still 7 hours. There was a guy bleeding next to me.
There was one guy, because there was a really long wait, and there was one guy because the chairs were all facing towards the door and there was a small TV on the ceiling. But this one guy was standing talking on the phone in front of everyone in the waiting area.
It felt like a play,
but also like he was a stand-up comic, because he was walking around and he was like looking at us on the phone and he was like, yeah, there's so many people here. It's like I'm bloody watching a Mariners game.
Yeah. And I look at them, they all look so sick. Some of them look like they're dying. This type of banter would work well at a stand-up. Yeah.
He's just walking around going, what else?
What do you do for a living, sir?
What are you doing for dying, sir?
Yeah. But yeah, and then I was there for 7 hours. I ended up not seeing the doctor, and it was just one of the nurses. Like, look, it's influenza B. They're going to like have a look at you, and they'll just send you home. Like, you don't.
But at this point, you'd already been waiting there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then they were like, because he was not well at all. And then I was there as well. I kept going up to the desk.
My platonic partner here, Gabby, was there as well. Isn't that the myth of the podcast episode? No, we're back together.
And I kept going up to the thing being like, how much longer is it going to be? And for an hour, they said that we were next in line. So we waited an extra hour and they kept pushing us further and further down the list because people were coming in with stab wounds. So obviously they were getting sent in.
Oh my gosh. And I was so sick and feverish that some of these things that I was saying, I was like, am I seeing them? Like, is there a person next to me with a bandage over their shoulder and there's blood weeping out of the bandage? Like, yes. I didn't know if that was real because I was having fever dreams left, right, and center. Yeah, when I spoke to Gabby, I was like, was there a guy doing a stand-up routine? I was like, yeah, there was. It was horrible.
Oh my god.
I still had to wait like 4 hours or 5 hours or something when I went to hospital after I got stung in the eye by that bee.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
And that was at like 3 a.m.
Do you want to tell that story about how you got stung in the eye by a bee?
Sure. It was the most horrific experience of my life.
It was after a podcast recording.
Yeah, we recorded the podcast and then I stayed over at Gabby's place.
Yeah.
And because Scott was staying there too. It's not weird.
place. Because you live in Sydney. We live in the Central Coast.
Yeah. And so I was just sleeping on the lounge and then I roll over in the middle of the night and feel this pain in my eye and then I run to the bathroom and there's a bee stinger sticking out of my eye. And like my eyelid. And that was horrible. And then I went back to sleep and then it swelled up and then it went down and it swelled up and up and up and up.
I was like,
I'm going to go to hospital.
Well, there was a moment where like you sent a photo of it in the group chat and you're like, got stung in the eye while it was your place. Ha ha ha. And we're like, that's bad. Yeah. And then that night, like in hospital.
Yeah.
And we're just like, where was that bee throughout the night? Just like, and why did it
biding its time?
In the cushion, like, I'm going to get him.
I don't understand where the bee came from.
No, I did bring it.
Oh, there we go. Because I've been thinking about it because it's not even like a bottom level apartment. Like how long had the bee been in there? And I feel like maybe
there were bees on your balcony because Gabby recently moved and so we had to move the whole place.
Yeah,
there were bees on the balcony. So when the door was open, bees were coming into the apartment.
What?
Yeah.
Did you open the door during the night?
For fun.
Because I was going to say maybe it was like because a year and a half ago before I moved out of my old place, there was a bee hive in the ceiling and they all swarmed into my apartment. Yeah. So at one point my apartment just had so many bees floating through it and I just had to like. For 2 days, panic. I just had to like lock my bedroom door and stuff things.
While the bees took over your
house. That's wild.
They can have the rest.
It's their house now.
So I thought maybe one was just in there from that.
This has been sticking around.
It's been sticking around for like 2 years. Seems like
bees follow you wherever you go.
Yeah, they do. Actually.
And you had influenza B.
Oh, no. It all comes around full circle.
Wow.
That's wild.
So
at least they produce honey, though. And that's not like wasp that just sting you. So yeah. did you get a source of honey after that? I'm not coming into this
Luke saying bees suck and we should get rid of them. You don't have to your bee vigilant. But bees are good. I know they're good.
Can I just defend wasps for a second?
Oh, no. Okay.
Because they actually do something useful.
What do wasps do?
What do they do?
They, you know, figs. You know, the fruit fig.
I know of them.
Tree, fig tree.
I don't care for trees. Figs.
Yeah. Neither, because of how they reproduce, which is they put out their pollen stuff from the fruit, and then the waspies will come and get the pollen and food from the male one, and then they'll fly over to the female one, and for the female one, they have to crawl all the way inside, and then they'll get stuck in there and die. And then the fig will devour, like digest the wasp.
The wasp.
And what? Fertilize itself with the pollen from the male fruits. And what so a lot heck? Of figs have parts of dead wasps in them. So I don't want to eat figs ever.
But wasps do something useful.
They get eaten.
They suicide themselves with the figs.
What day at Christmas does your partner give you a wasp in a fig tree? That was a bad joke. Edit that.
Well, to be fair, the bee sting was like a couple of days before Christmas.
It was. Yeah.
So I guess whichever day that was. Next year better be a wasp.
Beautiful.
Let's jump into Sacred Bee Hospital. And have a medical procedural.
I love it.
Yeah.
All you Grey's Anatomy fans, this one's for you.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Previously on Apes in the Airwaves.
Daniel, have you been seeing Simon behind my back?
Yep.
please, my eye is bulging out of my face. I need to see someone, but I can't even see.
What could it be?
God damn it, you're a good doctor, but I need you to be better.
Yep.
We've been in this waiting room for 7 hours and no one has seen me yet.
They said you're next. You just have to wait a little bit longer.
The list is a lie.
50 people have died in this hospital in the past year. That is too many. We must go towards zero.
Then I'm going to start tending to patients.
Please.
What have you been doing this whole time?
Making love.
Will Daniel become better at his job? Will the Sacred Hive Hospital come through for waiting patient
zero?
Find out on this week's episode of Apes on the Airwaves.
Please, can I just, am I still in the waiting room? I think I'm like, I'm like hallucinating. I can't see anything. My eyes are so squeezed shut.
Sir.
Who is this? Who are you?
Sir? I'm a doctor.
Oh, please look at me. Look at my eyes. Am I treatable?
First, let me assure you. Yes, we have opened in a hospital waiting room. There's a bunch of patients around. This is just because obviously you can't see.
I can't see anything. Describe everything around me, please.
You know, we can hear, the medical beeping. There's like a faint TV.
Yeah, I can still hear. I can hear that
there's a guy walking around doing a stand-up routine.
Ready, Steady Cook's playing in the background.
Yeah, it's not a good place to be.
Yeah, and I can hear the screams of people who've been stabbed and stuff like that. My ears still work, but I can't see.
Standard hospital. We've all been there. But sir, please, step into my office. It's over there.
Could you please hold my hand and lead me?
I'd prefer not to touch you.
Okay,
just in case.
Lead me.
Transmittable disease.
Okay. It was just a bee sting on my eyeball.
Just follow my voice. Just come
okay.
on this way.
Okay.
Come here. Follow my voice.
Yep.
Come around. I've walked behind some people.
Okay. Sorry, sir.
Ow!
Sorry. I just got coughed on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in your space.
Are you my son?
No, I'm not your son. Ow, don't touch my eye.
Please,
ow.
Please, sir, do not keep me waiting.
Oh, sorry. People are poking my bulging eyeballs.
That was me.
What's wrong with you, mum?
Everyone's swarming around me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all can acknowledge that this man looks disgusting and abhorrent. Please wait until after I've treated him to touch his eyes.
Ow!
Sorry, that was me.
Please, doctor.
Okay, come on.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Sorry, everyone.
They step into his office, and standing there is his new / old flame, the resident, Georgia.
Wow. Hello, Georgia.
Hello.
It seems that you're in my office now.
Well, it seems I've been assigned to your office now.
Why? This is my office. Why would you be assigned to my office?
Because I'm ghosting at the moment, so I was assigned to your office because you are a senior doctor and I am a resident.
I understand. I am fantastic at my job. Sir, come, please sit
oh
down.
My God, what is wrong with his face?
Hello, madam. How do you do?
Please, sir, cover your face. It is disgusting, the woman.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I apologize. That was very unprofessional.
I'll just hold fascinated. My t-shirt over it.
I'm just fascinated. That's not just a bee sting, is it?
Yeah, it's just a bee sting.
It seems to just be a bee sting.
I don't think that's a bee sting.
Well, that's what I think, and I'm the expert because I've been here longer and I'm a senior doctor.
Just because I'm a resident doesn't mean I know nothing.
Hey, it's not because of that. It's because you're a woman.
That's not, I don't think.
Sir, you don't know. You're not a doctor.
Okay.
You don't even know how to keep your eyes open.
I can't see.
Disgusting, disgusting.
I just think
person.
You should be a little bit kinder and hear out what the lady has to say, because if it's something worse than a bee sting, I should know.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely something worse than a bee sting.
I am the senior doctor and I have a penis. Therefore, double authority. Please, both of you, silence. Now, George.
I'm just saying in this textbook. Okay.
Textbooks are for nerds.
How did you get your doctorate?
Sleeping my way through.
Can I be attended by someone else, please?
No. I am the senior doctor here and I'm an expert at bee stings, you see.
Oh, okay.
And this most certainly is a bee sting.
Okay, cool. We've established that now. Could you give me some ointment or something? It feels like they're burning through my skull.
Of course.
Dr. Daniel to the emergency surgery room.
Oh, come on, please. Please just give me something. Just like aloe vera or like some kind of cream. Just anything.
I can continue to give him his treatment if you...
Yes, please, lady.
Please give him an ice pack or a heat pack.
An ice pack? You don't want me to put ointment on him?
No, it is not necessary. It's not that bad.
No, he's swelling.
I am out of here.
This might be
Dr. Daniel, this man's about to explode. Dr. Daniel to the emergency surgery room.
I am coming now. But first, I'm going to go to the reception. He runs down to the reception. Hey, when you're saying my name over this big, my first name is Daniel. Don't just say Dr. Daniel.
Okay, I'm sorry, sir.
It's Dr. Rushmore.
I'm sorry, Dr. Rushmore.
Dr. Daniel Rushmore.
Are we still on for tonight?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Unless anything crazy comes up and there's some kind of emergency. Speaking of which, I must attend to emergency right now.
See you later tonight.
And he runs.
Georgia is standard by...
She's standard.
Georgia is standing by herself outside the doctor... Daniel Rushmore's office after putting an ice pack on the bee sting victim's face when Dr. Daniel Rushmore's ex-love comes over to her. I see you've been assigned with Dr. Daniel.
Not out of choice. Melissa?
Perfect. You know, he's a bit of a player among these parts.
I know. It seems we've both been played.
Are you saying you've slept with him?
I'm saying things have been said and actions have been taken, and I don't think it's appropriate for you to come over here, Melissa, and try to stake your claim on something that you don't even claim anymore.
I don't think it's appropriate for you to come fresh-faced out of medical school and sleep with a senior surgeon straight away to try and work yourself up, and now you're partnered with him. It just sends a bad precedent among the rest of the team.
Melissa, you think I want to be here in the B department? I want to be in maternity, goddammit. I want to be out there. I want to be where my heart sings. And yet I'm here with you getting picked on because Rushmore, who's not even the hottest doctor here. Sorry.
Another doctor walks past, a newbie, a nurse student. Hey, ladies.
Hey. Hey.
Could you please point me in the direction of the maternity ward?
Oh, it's just down there.
I can show you where it is.
I can show you where it is.
I can show you where it is better.
I can show you where it is faster.
Either one or both. How about both?
Let's show him where the maternity ward is.
Let's show him both better and faster.
So, what was your name again?
John.
Oh, Dr. John.
Dr. John.
They're saying as they're walking through the hospital and a bunch of emergency things are happening around and blood splattering. But they're just caught in Dr. John's.
Out of the way!
My husband!
I've been stabbed again! I stabbed at the Mariners game. Please help me. I am still sick of being here for 9 hours.
Oh, my bees have escaped from my bag.
If there's any doctor around, the ice pack on my eyes didn't work and I melted the ice pack.
So, Dr. John, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm currently studying a doctorate in maternity warding. And that's my passion, my dream.
You sound so smart.
Yeah. I'm just in my second year, so I'm in placement. Just getting used to the hive.
Well, I'm Melissa, and this is Georgia. She recently slept with Dr. Daniel Rushmore and is now partnered with him, so she's pretty much unavailable.
And this is Melissa, who used to sleep with Dr. Rushmore and is constantly after him, and now for some reason seems to like you, even though I'm the one who said that I don't like Rushmore anymore. Melissa?
I'm a busy woman, okay? I don't have time for serious relationships. If I want to play the field, I can play the field.
And I'm a busy man. Sorry, ladies, I'm not here for any relationships. I'm here to help women who are delivering babies.
I don't want a relationship. I just want it hard and I want it fast and I want it now.
Oh. Wow, that is desperate.
Okay, well, I think there's a few births happening right now. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate your forward nature.
Thank you. I'm going on my break now. I'll be in the broom closet for 45 minutes if you need to know where to find me.
Melissa, thank you, Melissa.
There are people dying.
I am on my break. She leaves.
No. Dying can never wait. I never break unless I absolutely need to.
Whoa. I'm Georgia, by the way. I mean, we said that earlier. I'm sorry. There's not many doctors here who actually care about doctoring. Or nurses. Sorry. I got so starstruck by your eyes. I forgot. Are you, you're studying to be a doctor, right?
A nurse who's studying a doctorate. So yeah. A doctor nurse?
A doctor. Wow, that's also the first time I've heard of that. You must be like really smart.
I am. And I'm needed right now. Georgia, it was lovely to meet you.
It was lovely to meet you too.
There are women who need me. Goodbye.
Oh, bye.
We fly back over to the waiting room where, out of desperation and the waiting room getting fuller and fuller and more untame, the hospital has hired a stand-up comedian to try and keep them in line. Mm-hmm.
So, how are we all going, everybody?
Bad, very bad.
I think my dad's dead.
Oh, wow. You better go catch him then.
What?
What?
Go. No, that's the refrigerator running
what
one.
What are you doing?
Let me redo it. Are we all coming from a Mariners game? It's like a Mariners game in here.
No.
It's like there was like a Mariners game and everyone's here now because of the game.
I was stabbed at a Mariners game.
What was that? You were stabbed? at the Mariners game. What? Classic Mariners game, am I right? He's that always happens.
He does have a point, though. They are quite unruly.
Yeah. How many people die at all sporting games? Isn't that wild? Like, people get really injured.
He speaks at games. The truth.
Yeah.
That makes it funny.
We cut to an exec watching this from the back. I don't think this was a good idea. I don't know if this was...
All right. Sorry, everyone. I've got a phone call. I'm just going to take my phone call.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi, honey. Oh, yeah. I'll be home soon. It's just there's a lot of people here who aren't laughing, but they really need a laugh because you know what? Laughter is the best medicine, and medicine is what we need, but also laughter is the best surgery.
Hey, excuse me. Sorry to interrupt your phone conversation. You said, hey, honey. Was that a reference to the fact that we're in the Sacred Hive Hospital?
Yes, exactly.
Was that a pun?
Yes.
I hate puns. Especially when they're intentional. I hate that.
Well, what if it was pun intentional?
That's both of the things I just said I hate.
Well, sir, I'm just here to be happy.
No, stop, please. I keep getting sicker the more you talk.
We go back over to the executives in the background.
I think it's making it worse. I think people are starting to get sicker from his stand-up. What do we do?
I think we just let him cook. If more people get sick and we drop him out at the waiting room, at least they're gone by the time they get to the hospital.
You're suggesting we keep him there to cull the waiting room?
That's exactly what I'm suggesting.
That's madness.
Is it madness or would it just might work?
If I might interject, it could actually be a good thing because it doesn't actually apply to our statistics of, you know, lives saved versus lives lost.
Exactly.
If we don't actually treat them.
If they die in the waiting room, they don't die in the hospital.
Yes, but you die in real life. Video game.
Okay, but if anything bad comes about it, it's on your heads.
Deal.
So you got hepatitis B.
Yeah. Will the stand-up comedian fall flat on his face and end up killing more patients than intended? Will this hospital be held liable? Will Dr. Rushmore ever get to the emergency room? And what did happen to him? Find out after this commercial break.
Beep. 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 Do your parents have life insurance?
Beep. Beep.
My parents are dead.
Did they have life insurance?
No.
And because of that, you got no money.
I'm poor now. Please, sir. Please, insurance company, help me out.
There is nothing I can do for you now. But if you thought about this, parents die.
But
so
we,
make sure you get the most out of it.
We applied for the insurance and we got rejected.
Beep. Beep, 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 beep. Hey, found some gold. Come on down and Jimmy's metal detectors. If you ain't got any insurance, you know, you can still find some gold in the dirt.
Yeah, don't let those insurance companies ruin your life. Metal detectors with gold, Jimmy and Jan.
And we also get fake licenses. And if you want to dig up a grave, you can do that too. A lot of people bury gold, get earrings and stuff like that. Come on down and get it. Get
yay! Come on down, Jimmy and Dan. Gold. Find the gold and find a little bit of home.
Get it, Jimmy. Home.
Good one.
Oh, that was a twist in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's getting a bit dark there.
No. What are you talking about? I'm in a great mood.
I think
today.
That was pretty clever. The beeping of the heart monitor was actually.
Yeah.
Beeping. Yeah. Really. I like it. Good job. And then don't let them steal your money or your life. Great job, Marcus. Good one.
Good one, Marcus.
I didn't do it.
You didn't pick it?
Of course you didn't. You fucking.
He's just like, oh, Marcus, stop.
Bloody hell.
Does good work,
yeah,
man.
Good work for a fucking moron.
Let's go back to the episode.
Let's get back in there. Yeah.
No, I'm doing it.
Okay.
There's a close-up shot
of Dr. Rushmore's face.
I was about to do the same thing in a surgery room.
Hold on.
Let him cook.
We open up on a close-up shot of Dr. Rushmore's face. He looks frazzled. He's freaking out. He's looking around. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Cutting noises.
Fork.
Fork.
He lifts up some meat to his mouth and tastes it. We zoom out. We are in the cafeteria.
Damn it.
This steak is just too tough.
We hear over the intercom, the loudspeak. Dr. Rushmore to the emergency room. Dr. Rushmore to the emergency room.
Oh, that's still going.
His assistant is wiping his face with a napkin.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Sir, do you think that maybe you should go to the emergency room now?
Are you telling me to rush more? No, but first I must find a woman to mount Rushmore. Do you like that one?
I love it, sir. I love it. I love it. Well Fantastic. Done.
Hmm. You have the list here, yes? The records of who the I women, have and haven't.
Yes, the women in the hospital who you have been with versus the women who you haven't been with.
Who have we got left?
At the moment, it is an 80-20 split.
Well, let's whittle those numbers down, shall we? Who's next on the list?
Next on the list is... I'm just saying your doctor's name. But I'm like, that's all right.
It's Georgia in this hospital.
He's been with Georgia, though.
Yeah. No, but not in this hospital.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fine, because you were new at this hospital.
At this hospital.
Yeah. Well, at this hospital, you haven't slept with Georgia whilst being at this hospital, but she has slept with her whilst at another hospital.
Where is she on the list?
On what's the ranking of the list again? From most desirable to least desirable?
Yeah.
Number two.
Let's move her up. Wait, who's number one?
That would be the CEO of the hospital, Virginia Beatrice.
The big prize. But I did promise that I would get to her very soon, that she would be next on the list, but let's knock her down the list.
Put her down.
Yeah, knock her down a couple. We'll make her wait for it.
So should you go to Georgia now or go to the surgery?
I must follow my heart.
Virginia, the exec, walks past. Oh, hello, Daniel.
Hey, I'm so sorry. You've been knocked down the list. You are next on the list.
You said I was next on the list.
No, you are next on the list, but there's an emergency's come up.
What do you mean an emergency's come up?
There's somebody needs my delicate fingers.
This is ridiculous. And she storms off.
She will get it. She will get it.
I know, sir.
Mark my words.
Oh, yes. We go to the supply closet where Melissa is waiting impatiently. Where is he? I made it perfectly clear. Oh, come in, John.
The door opens.
Come in, Dr. John Gray.
Hello? Hello?
You're not Dr. John Gray.
Please help me. Please help me. Who are you, a nurse? Am I in the surgery?
I am on my break.
Oh, please, ma'am, help me.
There is to be no patient interaction whilst I am on my break.
Okay. I'll go somewhere else then.
As he says this, though, the door shuts behind him. Dr. Georgia locks the head.
Fucking hell. The click of the lock echoes through the closet as she calls through the door. I hope you enjoy your break, Melissa.
You bitch.
Oh, Melissa. Hi, Melissa. I think I was stabbed in the eye and I was given an ice pack and I melted the ice pack and now it's just goop and then it went into my eyes and now it's burning more and I feel like I'm hallucinating everything.
Like my vision is stopped, but I can still see. Like, I am seeing
like a lot of things right now, but it's just not normal sight. And I've reached the point of my pain where I've been in so much pain and like it feels like my brain's on fire that I don't feel it anymore. It feels like I've just like my pain receptors have just gone and I don't even know if I'm operating my brain anymore. All that to say, could you please help me?
What part of me being on a break don't you understand?
What,
between we just, the hours of 12:15 and 1 o'clock, I am on my break. There is no patient interaction. I'm a woman with needs and I need to get through this busy life schedule. So you either shut up or make love to me.
Well, why are you in the surgery room then on your break?
This is the supply closet.
Oh. Oh, yeah, everything I see is incorrect. Wait, did you say make love?
I told you, I am expecting a lovemaking in this closet, and if I'm not going to get it, I'm going to be furious.
But aren't I hideous?
Hmm?
Aren't I hideous? Don't you recoil at the sight of me?
I will take anything.
She clicks the light off.
Is this going to help my eyes?
It's going to help mine.
Okay.
When that scene there.
We cut back to the cafeteria where Dr. Rushmore is now eating a pudding cup. And Georgia storms up to him and sits directly opposite him.
Georgia, just the woman I wanted to see naked.
Okay, I'm just going to brush right past that because I've got more important things.
Hey, I've got something you can brush on.
Again, go straight past that. I'm going to...
I'm straight too.
No, how are you doing that? It's debatable.
Doing it, we can do it whenever you want.
No, I don't want to do it. Why are you twisting the words?
Hey, you can twist my nipples. Whatever you say.
You're doing this on purpose. Everything that's coming out of my mouth, No. No, I know where that one was going. I came to talk. No, don't. I came to talk to you about, please don't say any more. I arrived here to talk to you about your patient with the bee stings on his eyes.
Sorry, the way you talk, it just gets me going.
I could not be talking more clinically and more dry.
I'm not dry. But fine, if that's what it takes to get in your pants.
I didn't promise that.
Fuck this guy. Then yes.
Okay. Daniel, I didn't promise that, and I want to make it very clear, this is a purely professional relationship I want with you now. We've been there, we've done that, it was fun, but we don't have to do it again. I'm already off your list, right?
You made it back on, baby.
How?
New hospital.
Oh my god. You have right. A list for different hospitals?
Absolutely. The only reason I move on to this hospital is because I completed the list at the last one.
When was the last time you got tested, Daniel? Be honest with me.
Doctors don't need to get tested. I do a visual examination, everything looks okay.
Okay, we'll talk about this later, but your patient, I've been looking through, I just don't think it's bee stings. Like, there's a rare genetic disease that when you get stung by a wasp, just look at this textbook.
Oh!
No!
The man is hideous.
Yeah, but he looks like your patient, right?
Well, his skin is a different shade and the hair's all wrong.
He's a different person.
I'd say it's not my patient.
He's a different person.
Well, that's very confusing.
I'm sorry. I showed you this picture of a man in Asia and you think that it's going to look like your Caucasian patient?
I'm not a nerd. I don't read books.
You know about different races. You've seen pictures before.
I know about the human body through experience.
I need to talk to Virginia. I don't think you actually...
Oh, she's actually number two on the list. Can we... And I have to make it up to her. Can we, like, meet in, like, the broom closet or whatever real quick now? And then we can... I'll see Virginia and then we'll do the patient thing.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what. Yeah, go to the broom closet on the east wing. I'll meet you there.
Yep. Yeah, cool. Yeah. I'll be there. He sprints away.
We quickly flash back to the waiting room where the comedian is now actually starting to get people on his side, which is terrifying the executives even more.
Hive. Hive. Yeah, I know, it's funny, but it's also real. Yeah. We think about this. Everyone think about it.
Okay.
Are you just a bee?
Yeah.
Bee. That's the recurring thing that I'm bringing up. In the system, making the hive for the queen. But the queen in our reality is not one person.
The queen.
It is multiple people who are using us to make honey. The monarchy. The CEOs.
Yeah.
And they make us wait here.
I love comedy.
Yeah, why are we waiting?
We flash over to the executives. Oh, this is going really badly.
I said if anything bad was to happen, it would be on your head.
And we are moments away from a revolution.
I need you to stop this now.
We can pump gas in.
No, we don't pump gas in because that sounds worse. We're just going to stop it. Just go up to him and stop his set.
You can try.
I
think gas.
No, you could just talk to him. You could just talk to him. We paid him to be here.
I think gas is the way to go.
It's a private. Yeah,
no, yes. We'll talk to him. Wink.
Winky wink.
Wink.
Winky wink.
It's not secret if you say.
Loudly wink.
Winky wink.
We'll saying talk. The word wink.
Winky
wink.
Not only can I see you winking.
As they're speaking, a swarm of patients with multiple different wounds, a variety of conditions rush through and start taking over the executive's
zombies.
Office.
Zombies!
No more waiting! Will the hospital staff regain control? Will Daniel ever make it to the emergency room? Will he ever finish his list? And will he ever become a better person? Find out after this commercial break.
This week on Apes FM, we have the intense wasp warriors. They go into the bush, they fight wasps. Who comes out on top? Tune in and find out. Last week on Wasps, we had the head wasp killer, Glenn, go up to a king wasp, and this is what happened.
Take this, you little bitch.
Flashback.
I'll go again.
But you gotta get the flashback.
Take this. Squish.
I'm dead. That's right. People die on this show.
We're gonna have to use flames.
Wasp warriors. Find wasps with wasps.
Betting on bladbrokers.com for Flame Boy against wasps. Out now.
Wasp warriors.
Is anyone gonna watch that?
I've seen it. I watch it.
Is it good? Yeah, I watch it all the time.
It's pretty sick.
It's so sick. All of you have seen it.
Yeah, people die from being stung by wasps every week. Yeah.
And it reminds me of the time when I was a child and me and my brother went to like I think it was a German wasp nest. It was massive. And he hit it we both had tennis rackets. He hit it. And he ran away, and he was a lot faster than me, and I got stung.
How do you know the wasps were German?
I don't know. They
were they called wasps?
Yeah, they were wasps, and they were German because they stung in like a pretzel formation.
And pioneers of modern.
And also Volkswagen. That has Volkswagen. That's how they sting. It's like a little branding.
This is all going to get cut.
We'll see.
Add it to the end, maybe.
Now, inside
inside the outside.
In between the broom door closet.
Wait, what?
Door broom closet.
Are we inside or outside?
Let's go outside.
Inside the broom closet. The guy with his eyes stung, you know, in the middle of the throes of passion, can see through the door that Rushmore is approaching.
Oh, Rushmore, Dr. Rushmore, please.
Oh, sorry, 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 ma'am. Sorry, this is lovely. I just need to get treated so I can see again and I can see your beautiful face.
I've never had someone know my body so well, inside and out, understand my every need. You, sir, have a gift.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see I can see your passion. Like when I just said Rushmore, I see your heart. Just there's this aura that comes out of it, but there's also an emptiness within your heart.
You know me so well.
There he is. With every tap, there is a flutter underneath your belly.
He still does stuff to me, even though I hate him.
Why?
Excuse me, is this closet being used right now?
Come in, sir.
If you guys will be done soon, hello, very nice naked bodies, by the way. I will be using this to make love to somebody, so please vacate.
Rushmore, I know what you do, and you do not make love. This man makes love. There is passion in him. There is an intensity and a caring nature to him. You are nothing but a...
What I'm seeing of Rushmore is just a stick. It's just a skeleton. There's no flesh. There's no depth.
There's no emotion to you at all. What you do is a merely physical act where all you care about is yourself. You are nothing more than a lost puppy dog wanting a quick release.
Absolutely right. Very well done. Both of you, very well done. Now, I would like to actually get in this room and you guys can get out because I'm going to have sex with somebody I've already had sex with once before, but it was at a different hospital, so I don't know if it really counts.
Dr. Rushmore.
Yes, blind, yes. Disgusting man.
I have to thank you for not treating me because it has given me a power unimaginable.
That's fine. That's my job.
To not treat patients?
As far as I know, no one's corrected me yet. And hey... If Georgia was right, you're going to die, so...
I'm going to die? Well, how long do I have?
I don't know. You're best off asking Georgia. But she'll be here soon to have sweet love against
me. I need to use my power for the good. I need to go to every single emergency room and tell them exactly what is wrong with that person, spiritually, emotionally, as well as physically. I see it all.
As he says this, he touches Dr. Rushmore on the shoulder and they share an intense connection. Rushmore sees all of his innermost thoughts and the blind, disgusting patient feels all of Dr. Rushmore's inner pain as well.
Oh.
Rushmore starts crying.
Nope, that was coming.
No, it was crying. It's sweet relief. You, sir, what are you?
I don't know.
The bee, it seems to have stung your eyes but opened your third eye, which is medically, it's a real thing. I know, I'm a doctor.
Well, thank you. Thank you, doctor. Is there any emergencies that I can attend to help out?
You know what? Well, yes, there is a riot going on. I was going to say never.
Over the intercom plays a voice. Dr. Rushmore to the emergency room. Dr. Rushmore to the emergency room.
Hey,
I must get there.
I got this.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, I'll follow you. I can be your assistant.
Okay, sure.
You don't have an assistant, do you?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know where he is. Okay. I think he's updating the list or something.
Well, let's go quickly. It's an emergency.
We flash over to the emergency room, which is on the other side of the hospital. It's going to take a quick second to get there. Georgia storms into the emergency room. Right, time to scrub up. The assistants there look at her confused. This is not Dr. Rushmore.
You're not Dr. Rushmore.
Yeah, that's true. You're not Dr. Rushmore.
I know I'm not Dr. Rushmore, but I'm a goddamn good doctor, okay? I'm a better doctor than he is.
If you say so.
He has left you here for hours.
It is very true. This patient's about to explode. We said that.
What do you mean explode?
On the surgery bed is this balloon-like figure that looks as if he could pop at any moment.
Oh, my God.
This man is a circus performer who, instead of swallowing swords, has swallowed dynamite and then lit it.
As they debrief her, she scrubs up in the sink, scrubbing under her nails. All right, so, oh, Jesus Christ.
You are lucky he had an absurdly long fuse that he lit. You see the fuse coming out of his mouth. It's getting closer and closer.
We don't know what to do.
Well, we're going to have to get them out. We're going to have to do surgery. Why was this not communicated over the intercom?
We're just assistants.
Oh, my God.
Nurses are useless.
Please help me. Help
Why
me
is he not
blood.
Sedated?
Help me
we
blood.
Don't know what to do. We got no one told us nothing.
Right, we've been paging you nonstop.
Quickly, sedate him. Put him under.
Little okay. Blood.
No.
Puts him into a chokehold.
Sleep.
He's out.
Okay, well, we'll use gas next time. Where?
I just want to say this thing I do know. There's an open flame. I don't think we want to use gas.
That's so true. Maybe a pill. Maybe not a chokehold.
I did the trick.
This is an emergency.
All right. Okay. As she begins to look over the tools, the door for the emergency room flings open. Dr. Rushmore and the patient... What was your
name? An B man.
Patient, yeah. Patient the swollen B. patient storms through.
Ah, I can see it. Stop the fuse. Someone stop the fuse.
Hey, allow me. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
He cuts over the patient. The fuse is hanging out of the mouth. He could easily cut the fuse, but he cuts open the patient. He cuts open the stomach, reaches in, pulls out the dynamite. Please, Georgia, sew this man up. Give him some antiseptics. So the camera follows him as he runs with the dynamite in hand. He's getting closer and closer every second, still about a foot long. Really good finish this. He runs into the waiting room and sees the hordes of people standing around.
Bee. We will not be bees. 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 We will not be bees. Bees.
Just like my favorite television show, it's time to fight bees with fire. And he throws the dynamite into the middle of all the people.
The whole waiting room is wiped out from the dynamite. The executives stand there speechless. It worked.
I saved a life today. I tell you, it feels good. I never thought saving a person would feel so good. I did some real good today. Wow. Helping people felt better than an orgasm, I'll tell you what.
We cut back over to the emergency room where Melissa and Georgia are waiting, just completely just shocked and disgusted by the toxic masculinity that's just happened.
The big balloon man is still deflating.
Georgia is still stitching up his stomach. I just don't understand why he didn't cut the fuse.
We just let our lives be ruled by these men who have power over us when we don't need this.
We don't... Melissa, are we best friends?
I think so. I want to let you know, I know this comes out of nowhere, but one of my relatives died in that giant explosion and he was a billionaire. I'm going to use that money to open up my own private practice. Do you want to spin off with me and join that?
I thought you'd never ask.
As they're speaking, John, carrying a newborn baby, walks into the corridor. Hey, ladies, I just wanted to show you the hard work. I had to rush off before. But it was because of this new life.
Did you just take someone's baby?
John,
you have to return him to the mum.
You are a beautiful man, but you are dumb.
Oh, you beautiful, beautiful nurse, doctor, idiot.
I'm still learning. It's my first year. Maybe I shouldn't have taken the baby. I'll be back. But look how cute he is.
He's very cute, but we won't be back.
We want to go spin off and do a private practice.
Can I come?
We do need a secretary.
Please, nursing, like placement in nursing school is horrible. Please, I have to study all day and work all night. I get no sleep. I'm looking after newborn children. Please take me.
Next week on Apes in the Airwaves.
Well, it's a family private practice with Melissa and Georgia.
Melissa and Georgia.
Oh, Georgia, life sure is hard, but I'm glad you're my best friend.
Melissa?
Yeah?
What's this pregnancy test I found in the bathroom?
Melissa and Georgia, thank you so much for taking me as your receptionist. Every time that the patients walk in, I can see exactly what they need, and the waiting room is never full. Mr. B-Man.
Thank you, Mr. B-Man.
Just wanted some kind of ending for him.
Dr. Rushmore runs into the room. Melissa, Georgia. He holds up a book. It's got a medical diagram of female anatomy. Did you guys know that this thing can also create babies? It's beautiful. Life is a miracle.
Freeze frame. Mr. B-Man is at reception smiling with still a hideous face, but they've put on a big mask with a smiley face so no one has to see his horrid face.
Dr. Rushmore is down on his knees with a pregnant woman's heels on his shoulders, and he's lifting up her dress and smiling as the baby's coming out. It's beautiful.
And John is there assisting this in delivering the baby.
Georgia is watching over all of this, sort of leaning on the bench, hair like arms crossed, sort of smiling with a, we did it. We really did it.
Melissa is screaming because a baby is coming out of her vagina.
And we're at, what was the name of this place?
Melissa and Georgia's family practice.
Oh, yeah, Melissa and Georgia's family practice. Beautiful.
Yay. What a...
I would watch the shit out of that. That would be amazing.
Yeah. If anyone wants to finance us and to do a comedy Grey's Anatomy show, Scrubs. It's Scrubs. Yeah. We just did Scrubs.
Use code name Scrubs to get...
No.
No.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Another week, another dollar. No.
Yep, that's sure. It. Another week, another dollar.
Use
we
code.
Are poor.
Please give us money.
We get a dollar a week.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening
Marcus
again.
Marcus is ripping us off.
Once again, we do have a show coming up on the 23rd of March at Red Tree Theatre, where we are going to be doing a live recording of our podcast. Please come along. Bring your friends. For listening to this episode all the way until now, you now get the special code that you can input at checkout to get a discount on your tickets. That code is APES with an exclamation mark at the end. That's capital APES.
So easy to guess.
Exclamation mark.
That's really so very easy to guess.
It's only easy to guess if you know about the podcast, and that's what's important to us
exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
So good point. People that don't know the podcast
want everyone
aren't going
to
go
pay
on
full price. No, it should be different. We should have had like a.
Well,
a
we also actually
code.
We actually have a special secret code. If you put in chimps with a question mark, you actually pay double.
Yeah.
That's true. Both of these codes will exist, so use either one. APES, that's capital APES with an exclamation mark. You get a cheaper ticket. Chimps, capital CHIMPS with a question mark. You get double price tickets.
Very bad deal.
But thank you so much for listening to this episode.
If you enjoyed that, let us know. Send us an email at podcast@partyofapes.com or message us on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to do that. We'd love to hear from you. What kind of stuff you want to see? Do you want to see us tackle some different show types, that sort of thing? What's your favorite show? We'll do a parody of it. Thank you for listening. I personally love you all. I know that everyone else here hates you all.
I love you. I love you.
Don't listen to Matt.
He loves you. He just wants to keep
all. I'll be honest, I don't know all of you, so I'm not going to say that I love you all, but the people that I do know who do know that I love them, I do love you.
Viscerally attracted to them all.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nope. I just looked at the statistics. I'm not. Sorry, guys.
As you go into the week, just remember to be yourself unless you are an arsehole. And if that's the case, try and be someone else.
Buzz, buzz, be yourself.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Bye.
Beautiful.
I liked that.